91.3 KXCI Tucson. It is Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday. I'm Kathy Rivers, and this is when we invite our friends down from the University of Arizona to find out what they've been working on in school, what their hopes are for their futures. We even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Christina Young. She's going to be a senior in physiology. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about what you've been working on in school, Christina.
Well, I'm currently part of Dr. Fergozzi's physiology lab. We study respiratory system, to be exact. Currently, we're looking at how nicotine exposure in the womb affects the breathing rates of neonatal rats and their breathing control. It's pretty exciting stuff. To be a little bit more specific with what I do is I'm looking at how that nicotine exposure changes their responses to serotonin. And serotonin is a neurotransmitter that's known to be part of regulating breathing.
So the drug nicotine is actually affecting chemicals in their brain.
Yes, exactly.
And what does serotonin do in our brains?
It helps us control and regulate our breathing, especially when we're sleeping and waking up. So when you fall asleep, your breathing pattern is different than when you're awake. And serotonin plays a role in changing that pattern.
Wow. And so what does a day look like in the lab? What are you working with cells? Are you working with live rats?
So we work with the brainstem and spinal cord of these neonatal rats. So I come in the morning and I perform a dissection and remove that brainstem and spinal cord. And then using a glass pipette and electrode, I attach to one of the nerves, C1 through C5, which are the nerves that control your breathing. And I measure the activity of those nerves. And then I can apply different chemicals like more nicotine or serotonin and see how that activity changes.
Wow. What are you hopeful to find from these studies?
Nicotine exposure during pregnancy is a really big risk factor for SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. And about 20% of women who are pregnant around the world smoke during pregnancy. So a lot of times, doctors for these women will prescribe nicotine gum or nicotine patches to try and help curb the smoking behavior because they're worried about the other chemicals. But nicotine itself, we're finding, can have some really harmful effects. So we're hoping to prove that this nicotine is also damaging so that we can further find better ways to combat that addiction during pregnancy.
And what are you hoping to do with your future?
I want to be a doctor.
A practitioner or research?
A practitioner. I'm hoping to be a pediatrician.
Awesome. And do you listen to music?
I do. I listen to all types of music.
What's your favorite?
Well, right now, me and one of my lab mates listen to a lot of Broadway soundtracks while we're doing our lab work. So I guess that would be my favorite right now.
That's awesome. Do you guys have dance moves while you're listening?
No, but we both sing along rather poorly, but at least we try.
Well, thanks for coming in, Christina.
Thank you so much for having me.